Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this very special Monday, December 25th, 2017, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A huge success. Merry Christmas and happy holiday to you, my fellow business women. I pray that your day is filled with joy, love, much family and friends today and every day. You know, I hope that you realize how blessed you truly are to be a businesswoman, to actually have conceived your business idea or to realize that there was much more greatness and purpose inside of you than just the 9-to-5, right? And so at some point in your life, you made this decision that you wanted to enter the world of entrepreneurism, that you wanted to start your very own business. And for that alone, it is a beautiful gift from God that we have received, and much responsibility with that gift as well. So today, as we celebrate Christmas and as we celebrate the holiday season, and for many, some are celebrating, have celebrated Hanukkah, and coming up we have Kwanzaa. So we have a lot of holidays going on this year. And so, again, I just wish everyone a happy holiday and pray that, again, you are really enjoying some time with your family. Now, with that said, you know, I always like to remind you as a businesswoman to remember that even though your days be full of fun activities and doing a lot of things around your home, there's one thing that you really cannot forget, and that is you can't forget your business. That's right. Your business is so important because it is the link for you to create your abundance, for you to create your wealth, for you to leave a legacy to your children with. And so because of that, you always have to be prepared, and you always have to have your business up front and center in your mindset. We've got a great lineup for you today, 5 questions to spark your abundance, and also the gift of business. And then, of course, if you have time or if we have time on the show, I'll share my favorite holiday punch recipe. Everybody loves it, and if you're still looking for something good to have to drink, non-alcoholic for this holiday season, then this is definitely something you will want to take down. Let's go ahead and get started with 5 questions to spark your abundance. Again, 5 questions to spark your abundance. Number one, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Well, even though today is Christmas, you still have Tuesday through Friday that you will want to look at reaching out to current customers, asking for referrals, and even connecting with individuals before the new year who you know have qualified to be good leads for yourself, right? Here's number two. What can I do to generate cash this week? Well, this is a very important question because, you know, again, even though it's the holiday, we want to have on the forefront of our mind ways that we can generate cash. And so even this week, which is going to be a short week because of the holiday today, you want to look at how much money you can generate now between Tuesday and Friday. Of course, it's going to help you to be prepared with business ideas and concepts and a marketing strategy all ready to go, right? But this is a very, very important question. Here's number three. What can I do to be a better leader this week? Now, speaking of the holidays, this question, you need to look at it this week as, even though it's a holiday, what can I do to be a better leader for my business and still move forward and not allow the holiday season to hold me back? And then bullet point a list of things that you can still do before year end that help you to be the very best leader for your business. Here's number four. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Again, what prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Of course, with the holiday season in place, you know, a lot of people are on vacation. You may find that more voicemail messages come on much more this week than any other time, but it doesn't mean that you can't leave a message and ask them to give you a call back. As a matter of fact, leaving messages and talking about different specials that you have and creating a holiday special that you can email out is a good thing. You can schedule your if you create a holiday special such as a coupon or a certain price off, make sure you schedule the deadline for like maybe January 15th or January the 20th. Give it a little bit of time there, and then schedule an email campaign to go out twice a week reminding everybody of the deadline and what the benefits are to taking advantage of your particular special, okay? Number four, what prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? You know, maybe there are people that you have met at networking events or people that you have felt you wanted to collaborate with or connect with more to discover how you could possibly collaborate. This is a good time to give them a call. It's a good time to give them a call and try and schedule an appointment for the first week of January. So don't forget that. Here's number five. What are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Again, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Again, with the holiday season full blast and going, we still have New Year's to celebrate. And then after that, February, Valentine's Day, right? So we always, every quarter, have one or two holidays or more that we can capitalize off of for the purpose of marketing. Again, as I said earlier, you really want to look at what can you pull out to be a really good holiday idea as far as marketing and offering a special. Now, I do want to let all of you know, and I want you guys to get this through your head, 10% is not enough these days. You've got too much competition going out there just to offer a 10% discount. Now, the only time 10% may matter is if you have something that really might be, you know, above the $300 mode. Then it may matter, and get a 10% discount may matter. If your product or service is below that $300 mark, you may want to look at 15 to 20%, and even more depending on how much your product costs, okay? So I just want you to keep that in mind. And again, always give a deadline for your special offer. And, you know, during this time of year, special offers are meant to wow people. They're meant to wow your customers and your prospects, right? And so 10% is just not going to cut it. So we want to keep that in mind as you are looking at doing maybe a special marketing campaign for just this holiday season. I want to thank all of you who have tuned in. Got quite a few people on the line, even on Christmas Day. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Successful Woman Radio. For those of you who are new to the show, maybe you've always wanted to listen and you had some time this morning to jump on, I want to thank you so much for being here and just let you know a little bit about who we are at Successful Woman Radio. You know, the show has been going on now, coming up in 2017. It'll be, I believe, this is our 11th year. And so we're really, really excited. So, yes, we'll be celebrating our 11th year coming up in 2018 for the show, for the radio show. And we'll be celebrating our 18th year of business at Women About Biz coming up in 2018. So we're very excited about that. You know, Successful Woman Radio is all about providing women in business with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life generating the income that you desire. And so here on this show, you can always come and get a word of encouragement and listen to tips and resources that will help you to grow your business. Things that will help you to enhance your lifestyle. And that's what we are all about. So if you can't get that positive vibe anywhere else, you know that you can tune in every Monday at 12 noon on Successful Woman Radio, and it definitely will be happening here. Very, very important. Our book of the month, all month, has been Get Clients Now. And as we move into our topic for today, the gift of business, I want to say that this month in covering Get Clients Now, because I have been using this as well, I want to let you know that if you have not purchased your copy of Get Clients Now, I want to encourage you to do so this week. This is probably one of the best books for sure for professionals, consultants, service-based business, and for product-based business owners who are trying to figure out a funnel system. You may have to tweak it just a little bit, but it is definitely want you to get your copy of Get Clients Now by author C.J. Hayden. A very, very good book to read, and it's one of those books where you keep going back to it because it's a business Bible, just like another book that I really love, E-Myth by Michael Gerber, E standing for entrepreneurial. E-Myth is one of the first books that I have recommended to businesswomen to make sure that you have this in your success library. And then, of course, over the years on the radio show, I've given a whole list of books, and I want to add Get Clients Now because it really is that good of a book. And for those of you that have been following the show, I want to encourage you to go ahead and do the 28-day challenge with creating your funnel system, your strategy for getting more clients in 2018. And many of you have already emailed me and stated that this is something you're very, very excited about. So I am looking at my calendar to see if we can start an official 28-day program, and we'll let you guys know about it as soon as possible. If you're new to this Successful Woman Radio Show, I want to let you know that it is brought to you by Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com, which is our flagship website for our membership-based site where you can get so many resources to start and grow your business. So if you have never joined before, make sure that you go over to womenaboutbiz.com, and then at the top red menu bar, once you get over there, click on Join and select Join Our Free Membership. And from there, you can sign up for our free membership and really get the opportunity to experience our family of businesswomen, set up your profile, start connecting, and also start benefiting from many of our how-to articles once you become a member. So very, very excited. We've got a record number of members that are joining Women About Biz just in this last fourth quarter of the year. So we're so excited to get started on next year and have so many wonderful things planned for you next year and keeping you in the know with many business techniques, including social media, including Facebook advertisements. There's so many different things that we're excited about sharing with you in 2018. I want to go ahead now at this time, and I want to talk about the gift of business, because being in business truly is a gift. You know, as businesswomen, I like to use analogy, something that we can compare what being in business is all about. And being in business is like birthing a child. When you come up with your business idea, you are so very, very excited, and there's just, you know, you think about it every day, and you want to be around your business, you want to be online, you want to look at your website. You're very, very excited. You have hope. And that is so very important when you first start your business, that you do have that passion and that you carry that passion throughout the lifespan of your business, right? You see, being in business for many women is like birthing a child. And when you birth a child, you can't let that business alone. You can't let that child alone, right? And so just like a child, you have to tend to it, you have to nurture it, you have to feed it. The same analogy goes with the business. You have to strategize. You have to pre-plan. You have to be the best leader that you can be, and you have to feed it with investing money back into the business, investing your time back into the business, right? And staying connected with people that can help you enhance your business with their talent and potential as well. And that, ladies, is so very, very important. So with that, feel that we all have been given the gift of business. It's a special desire to do so much more than just work for someone else, but to create our own wealth, to create our own abundance and our own success. And we need to recognize that it is a gift. It is a huge gift, and we need to be extremely grateful for the gift that we actually have received. And some of the ways that we can be grateful for the gift of business is to treat the business with much respect by being the best leader for that business, and that's important. So what are the gifts? What is the gift of business? The business gives us many gifts, and what I want to do is I want to point out five areas in the business, on the business side of things, that we can consider a gift of business, right? Well, the first thing that I think a gift of business is that it gives us hope and it gives us confidence. Hope and confidence in that we have talent and potential to do so much more than where we are right now. We have the opportunity with that hope and confidence not only to bless ourselves financially, but we have the hope and confidence to bless others. And so the gift of business, number one, gives us hope and it gives us that confidence. The second thing the gift of business does that I really am, I really feel is special to me, is that the gift gives you the opportunity to meet the needs of others. You see, whatever business we have, there is some need that we are fulfilling and that we are meeting with our clients and our customers, and that is a gift to be able to do that. And so when we meet the needs of our customers, then that takes us to the third gift of business, which is it helps us to generate income. And, of course, this is such a huge gift of business, because when we're able to generate an income, we're not only able to reinvest some of that money back into the business, right, but we are also able to bless ourselves. We're able to bless our families and give to others. And the money that is generated from business is actually the fruit of our labor. When we have the gift of business and we have generated revenue, then we know that there's something that we are doing right, and that's very, very important. And so that's something that you should look forward to in 2018, is receiving that gift of business, receiving that income that business can generate for you. And then the fourth gift of business that I think is very, very important is that business in and of itself allows us to have a vision that's bigger than ourselves, right? A vision that carries us many years into the future. And if you have not created a business vision before, this is something that you should look forward to right now, not in 2018, but you should be creating your vision now, right? Because visioning in and of itself is a spiritual gift from God. And when you're able to experience seeing yourself at a certain point in your business where you are experiencing different successes in your business, ladies, you need to understand and know that that indeed is definitely a gift, right? And so often we don't take the time to realize just what a special gift our business really is to us. And sometimes, just like we get gifts, and, you know, I have to be transparent and put it there because you know it's true, sometimes we get gifts and we may not like the gift, or The gift may be something that we're planning on using later on, but we'll take it and put it in the closet or put it out of sight, and we'll go all year sometimes without looking at and knowing that we have certain gifts that have been given from other people to us, right? And then when we finally open the closet or we finally see the gift, then we sometimes can feel ashamed, or we sometimes can feel, you know, like, darn, I didn't realize that I had this gift in the closet. I meant to use it or what have you. I'll never forget that my sister gave me a bar of designer lavender soap. I mean, this was a huge bar of soap, not your regular bar of soap, gigantic bar of soap. And I was excited to get it, and I kept saying all year long, I'm going to relax with a bubble bath and take a bath with that big bar of soap. And so it was months that passed by before I ever used that bar of soap. But when I did, I was so elated. I was so excited. It was the best bar of soap, lathered like you would not believe. And the lavender made me relax. It was just so incredible. I couldn't believe that this one bar of soap, this gift that I had, was just sitting there lying dormant, right? And I had not used it yet. And so just like that bar of soap, sometimes many of us have businesses where we're just kind of putting the business to the side. You know, we're listening at ways to improve the business and be in business, but we're really not doing anything with the business. And we're sitting there saying, well, you know, I'm gonna really start doing something with this business. I'm gonna have some new business cards made, or I'm gonna pick the business back up, or I'm going to make this business work. But what you need to understand is, just like I just shared with you with that bar of soap that turned out absolutely incredible, many of you have businesses that have the potential to be extremely successful, that could be taking you to your next level of finances by giving you more abundance and creating some wealth in your life. But maybe for some reason you didn't realize what a gift you actually had. And so if that's you, make sure that you recognize that gift that you have in business and develop your business vision. This is something that needs to be enhanced all the time. Your business vision is not just a one-time thing. Vision is a spiritual gift. It's a blessing that comes from within, and so you have to transfer out on paper. Well, that could be happening for some people every single day. They get visions of different things they want to accomplish in their business, that they want to do in their business, and so they just don't do it. So what you need to understand, again, as we're on number four in the gift of business, what you need to understand is that there is nothing like having a business vision. And I want you guys to keep in mind, specifically as it pertains to business, that when you look at what you want to experience in business, just bullet point it, right? Because that becomes your vision. And you want to definitely think, what is it that you want to experience financially? What is it that you want to experience marketing-wise? What is it that you want to experience from a branding standpoint? What do you want to know people to know you as, right? Your reputation, your brand, what is that, right? What do you want to experience as the CEO and owner of your business? Do you want to be more of an ambassador and get yourself out there more in front of your business this year? Is that what you want to do? So I recommend to you that you seriously look at this special gift that we get from business of visioning and develop your vision of where you want to experience your business rolling on into 2018, and then start setting goals for every vision and create tasks for every goal so that you can follow up and follow through with your visioning. Last but not least, one of the things that our business can give us, if we allow it, our business can give us unshakable faith, right? You know how you believe in something so much so that nothing anyone tells you, even if it's negative, can turn you away from your purpose and what you're trying to do? Well, business can indeed give us that gift. It can. It can help out with that gift. And what I am talking about is unshakable faith. Many of you who are longtime listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. Unshakable faith is a level of belief so deeply rooted in your tells you to take swift and immediate action. Now, let me repeat that because a lot of people always ask me to repeat it. Unshakable faith is a level of belief so deeply rooted within yourself that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on whatever comes to mind for your business. And the reason why this is such a huge gift or can be a gift in business is because one of the things that strengthens your unshakable faith and your belief is when you take action in your business. It helps you to convict yourself, to convict your unshakable faith. And so this is a huge gift because let me just tell you, ladies, when you have the faith and the belief in your business that's deeply rooted within yourself, you can't be shaken. You cannot be shaken. No one can tell you that your business is not going to be a success. No one can say something negative around you that can impact you about your business. And not even you will be able to think negatively when you have unshakable faith in your business. So I want to encourage you to embrace these five gifts of business, which are, number one, hope and confidence, right? Number two, the gift of meeting the needs of others. Number three, the gift of generating income, creating your abundance, developing your wealth. Number four is the gift of business vision, the gift of business vision. And lastly, number five in the five gifts of business is unshakable faith, that level of faith so deeply rooted within yourself that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on everything that you should be doing for your business. And I don't know about you, ladies, but I know for myself, this is where I want to be in 2018. I want to have the mindset and the attitude of abundance. I want to have the mindset and the attitude of unshakable faith. And whatever comes to mind that I need to be doing for my business, I want to be doing that because I believe in what I am doing. I believe in the business, and it's deeply rooted in me, and so it compels me at all times. Whatever I think, within 24 hours, I need to be taking some kind of action for it. And that is why the five gifts of business are so very, very important. And I'm so excited that all of you who are online today, right? Hundreds of callers, all of you who are online today are sharing this special Christmas day with me as we look at the gift of business and how important it is to us all. Now, as we move on this week into celebrating the new year, we'll be back on next Monday, January 1st, as we bring in 2018. And I'm also planning something very special for you there. Now, I will be having a special handout that I will be giving everybody for our show on Monday, January 1st. So I want you to pay attention to your social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and also if you're a member of Women About Biz, pay attention to your email as well. Well, ladies, I promised you that I would give you my favorite holiday punch recipe. So for those of you with a pen in hand, here goes. Okay, so you need one can of pineapple juice, right? You need one, and let me just say you need dull pineapple juice if you have it. You need one can of frozen cranberry juice. Okay, you need one bottle of ginger ale, non-generic. So you need to use a name brand ginger ale. They tend to be stronger, like Swipes or Canada Dry. Okay, you need that one bottle of ginger ale. Okay, you need a bag of ice. Okay, it can be crushed ice or broken ice. And then you need a half a cup of sugar, right? Okay, so what you're going to do is first pour your ice in your punch bowl. And once you pour your ice in your punch bowl, you want to pour out your can of frozen cranberry juice over the ice and then pour your half cup of sugar over that, right? And then add your pineapple juice over that and start stirring it up in the ice. And then you're going to add your bottle of ginger ale, okay? And that's going to be a 1-liter bottle, your bottle of ginger ale, and then you're going to stir that briskly. Now, you can add a can of drained fruit cocktail or a can of cherries and pineapples to the mix or sliced oranges. You can sprinkle in some cinnamon, but let me tell you, it is the best punch. And whenever I have it, honestly, even if it's 10 or 15 people at my home, I have to end up making 3 or 4 batches because people are drinking it up that much. So, ladies, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. And remember to mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. I wish you a happy holiday. Goodbye, everybody.